Imagine stepping into a world where reality itself is negotiable, where plants speak and spirits teach. This is the universe Carlos Castaneda entered when he met Don Juan Matos, a Yaqui Indian sorcerer whose teachings would transform the young anthropology student's understanding of existence. What began as academic fieldwork in the deserts of northern Mexico became a profound spiritual apprenticeship that challenged every Western conception of reality. The journey described in the teachings of Don Juan isn't merely about psychedelic experiences. It's about dismantling our certainties about what constitutes reality itself. Don Juan's world operates on different rules, where power plants aren't simply chemical compounds, but doorways to other dimensions and teachers in their own right. What if the solid, predictable world we inhabit is merely one thin slice of a vast, multidimensional reality? What if our ordinary perception is actually a limited, filtered version of what truly exists around us? To walk the path of knowledge requires more than curiosity. It demands transformation. Don Juan taught that becoming a man of knowledge requires four essential qualities: unbending intent, clarity of mind, strenuous labor, and the warrior's mindset. This isn't knowledge acquired through books, but through direct, often terrifying experience. Unbending intent means maintaining unwavering focus within the boundaries of the knowledge system, not stubbornness, but disciplined conservation of energy for extraordinary efforts. Clarity provides direction and purpose, like having a map with multiple routes, but knowing exactly which landmarks matter. The warrior concept offers emotional stability through respect, fear, alertness, and self-confidence. A warrior experiences fear, but proceeds despite it, maintaining constant vigilance. Most crucially, this path means confronting four formidable enemies. Fear paralyzes learning and must be overcome through persistence. Clarity brings confidence, but can blind with false certainty. Power tempts one toward cruelty. Old age brings the desire to rest, an invincible enemy that can only be temporarily held at bay. Haven't we all faced these enemies in different forms throughout our lives? The brief triumph against all four defines the true seeker of knowledge. In Don Juan's cosmology, allies are powers that can be brought into one's life for guidance and strength. Unlike ordinary tools, these aren't objects, but entities perceived only through their effects on consciousness. Think of them not as imaginary friends, but as fundamental forces of nature that can be accessed through specific practices. Don Juan worked with two allies, one contained in datura plants, devil's weed, and another in psilocybe mushrooms, the smoke. These weren't merely plants with chemical properties, but doorways to powerful entities with distinct personalities. Datura's ally was described as womanlike, possessive, unpredictable, and potentially dangerous, yet extremely generous with power. The psilocybe's ally was male-like, dispassionate, gentle, and predictable, creating emotional stability and clarity. The relationship between sorcerer and ally resembles a marriage, intimate, complex, and lifelong. An ally could transport one into non-ordinary reality and guide actions within that realm. This relationship wasn't symbolic, but the foundation of a sorcerer's transformation. Having an ally distinguished the man of knowledge from ordinary men, representing a permanent expansion of consciousness and capability. How different might our lives be if we recognize the hidden powers available to those willing to form alliances beyond the visible world? Every ally has a rule, a rigid framework governing all interactions with that power. This isn't merely guidelines, but an established system passed through generations. The rule's inflexibility exists because in the sorcerer's world, there's no room for error with such forces. Individual experimentation is forbidden, as the rule provides the only safe pathway. When Castaneda mistakenly applied the Tura paste to his forehead, Don Juan noted, "There are no accidents with devil's weed. Either you are very strong, or she really likes you." Even unintentional mistakes carry serious consequences. The rule is complete. All methods of working with an ally were discovered and codified by ancient practitioners. Innovation isn't just unnecessary, but dangerous. Growth comes only through deeper understanding of the rule, either through teaching or direct ally communication during heightened awareness. This system demands verification in both ordinary and non-ordinary reality, from mastering precise procedures with power plants to direct encounters with the ally. It stands in stark contrast to modern emphasis on innovation, suggesting value in following established paths. How do we know what's real? While we typically rely on shared agreement, Huan's concept of special consensus addresses experiences beyond ordinary reality through systematic validation from the teacher. This validation transforms subjective experiences into spiritual knowledge through three methods: experiencing non-ordinary reality through sacred plants like peyote, participating in special states of ordinary reality that defy normal verification, and detailed recapitulation of experiences, with the teacher highlighting specific elements. This process bridges ordinary and non-ordinary worlds, allowing apprentices to build a framework for spiritual knowledge. Without special consensus, experiences remain mere personal hallucinations. Like how we accept invisible scientific phenomena through expert guidance, special consensus transforms individual perception into validated understanding. Unlike manipulable allies, Mescalito, peyote, is a divine protector and teacher with distinct form and personality, inseparable from the peyote plant itself. In Castaneda's first peyote ceremony, he encountered a black dog that transformed into a luminous being radiating warmth. Don Juan explained this was Mescalito himself, who had chosen to play with Castaneda, marking him as the chosen man for apprenticeship. Mescalito guides proper behavior and protects respectful seekers. Unlike allies requiring lengthy apprenticeship, Mescalito is available to anyone approaching with serious intent and respect. In later ceremonies, Castaneda experienced Mescalito as a column of light transforming into human form, who shared his sacred name. Through elaborate visions, Mescalito delivers profound metaphysical teachings. After one experience that took Castaneda through both bliss and terror, Don Juan explained, "You think there are two worlds for you, two paths, but there is only one. The protector showed you the world of happiness where there is no difference between things because there is no one there to ask about the difference. But that is not the world of men." This teaching emphasizes following the world of men contentedly while maintaining awareness of spiritual reality, finding one's path with heart while staying grounded in practical existence. Don Juan's teachings center on a crucial question: does this path have heart? This inquiry serves as the cornerstone of his knowledge system and life philosophy. "A path is only a path," he teaches, emphasizing that one must abandon any path that lacks heart, free from fear or ambition. A path with heart energizes and brings joy, while a heartless path depletes and embitters. This principle extends beyond spiritual practices to life itself. The journey to becoming a man of knowledge requires constant renewal, battling symbolic enemies, accepting impermanence, and following heart-aligned choices despite their temporary nature. In a universe of incomprehensible powers and multiple realities, the heart's response remains our truest guide. When facing life's countless choices, what better compass exists than this simple question: does this path have heart?